USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is proposing a new deal to Democrats aimed at getting Congress to pay for a wall along the border with Mexico. He says he's willing to compromise on many points.
DACA, TPS, and many other things. Straightforward, fair, reasonable.
He says the plan is needed to reduce crime.
Criminals, drug smugglers, gangs, and traffickers do not stop at our border. They permeate throughout our country, and they end up in some places where you'd least expect them.
Representative Vicente Gonzalez, a Texas Democrat, says many of the things the president stated are wrong.
If you look at FBI statistics, McAllen's the seventh safest city in America. We had zero murders in the year of 2018. We're one of the safest communities in the state and the country, so it's just factually wrong, statistically wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes, and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Jason Van Dyke, the white former Chicago police officer who shot black teenager Laquan McDonald, is now headed to prison for nearly 7 years. The teen's great-uncle, Marvin Hunter, thinks it's a small victory.
Police officers that commit the kinds of crimes that Jason Van Dyke has done and the three other officers will be convicted properly for the crimes in which they are committed, just like any other citizen in the state of Illinois or in this country.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office is disputing the accuracy of a BuzzFeed report that suggested that President Trump told his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about building a Trump Tower in Moscow in 2016. Spokesman Peter Carr says the report of special statements to the Special Counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by the office are not accurate. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House denies President Trump endangered House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's planned trip to Afghanistan, but admits he wants her to come to Washington for negotiations over the wall. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders had more to say Friday about why President Donald Trump didn't want House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to leave Washington for a visit to Afghanistan.
That's one of the key reasons that the president did not want Speaker Pelosi to leave the country, is because if she did, it would all but guarantee the fact that the negotiations couldn't take place over the weekend, and federal workers, 800,000 federal workers, wouldn't receive their paychecks because she wasn't here to help make a deal.
Pelosi canceled her plans to travel by commercial plane to visit U.S. troops in Afghanistan, saying the president had caused a security risk by talking about the trip.
President Trump had a special video message to the crowds of people who packed the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump said he was supporting the Senate's efforts to make permanent the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer funding for abortions. He also promised to veto any legislation that weakens the protection of human life. Those gathered for the March of Life, he erupted in cheers as he made another promise.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.